Building a portfolio with Fidelity Basket Portfolios is kind of like making a sandwich. It's as simple as picking your stocks and ETFs, sort of like your meats and other toppings, and managing it as one big, juicy investment. Mmm, now that's pretty good. Learn more at fidelity.com/baskets. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE SIPC.
Justin and so good. Thousands of summer deals at your Nordstrom Rack store. Save up to 60% on new arrivals from Vince, Rag & Bone, Adidas, Joe's, Marc Jacobs, and more. Great brands, great prices every day at Nordstrom Rack. But hurry for first dibs. Get your summer favorites up to 60% off at Nordstrom Rack today. Great brands, great prices. That's why you rack.
Hi, everyone. I'm Laura Adams, and you're listening to the Money Girl Podcast. The holidays are supposed to be filled with happiness and joy, but they can also wreck your finances if you're not careful. Besides overspending on gifts for family and friends, there are other financial pitfalls that can sneak up on us. In order to make sure you have fun during the holidays, and don't do anything you'll end up regretting after the new year, follow these 7 tips. Tip number 1, plan ahead. Start planning for the holidays as early as possible. Decide how much you can afford to spend on the whole enchilada, like gifts, wrapping paper, shipping, holiday cards, a party, decorating, travel, and new clothes. If you still haven't paid off last year's holiday expenses, you definitely overspent, so be sure not to repeat that mistake again this year. Why not start a separate savings account that's just for the holidays? You can automatically deposit a small percentage of your paycheck each month throughout the year. So when the holidays roll around, you'll be sitting pretty with cash in the bank. Tip number 2, stick to a gift budget. Instead of deciding what present to buy each person on your gift list, like a sweater for Aunt Jane and a new grill for your brother, set a gift budget for each person instead. That way you don't get fixated on buying a particular item which might turn out to be too expensive. Once you know the total amount you can spend on gifts, make a list of people to buy for and then assign each person a gift amount, and remember to include sales tax and shipping where necessary. If you don't have enough money to cover each person on your list, either you need to shorten your list or reduce the amount you spend on certain people. Next, put the list in order of importance. For instance, you might rank spending $75 on Mom as a higher priority than $30 for Great Uncle Randolph. You should buy the most important gifts first, so you aren't tempted to overspend using a credit card if you drain your budget on low priority gifts. Tip number 3, shop online. The internet is the best way to find the gifts you want to buy at the lowest prices. To make the most of online purchases, check out Ebates.com, where you get cash back at over 1,200 brand name stores. There's no fee to join, points to redeem, or forms to mail in. Online stores typically offer nice holiday discounts and free shipping. Plus, you'll avoid having to fight the crowds, save gas, and a ton of time.
Summer. The best time of year usually doesn't come with a great deal. Soaring temperatures come with soaring prices. But what if there's another way? With IKEA, your summer plans can last longer than 2 weeks of vacation and be more affordable. Here, everyone can have lounge chair access, no reservations needed. From affordable outdoor furniture to stylish accessories, we have all the essentials you need to soak up summer in style, no matter the size of your space. Start planning a better summer with IKEA. It's your outdoor dreams inside your budget.
Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double-action combo of prescription-strength allergy medicine and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
The designer event is now on at Bloomingdale's, and you don't want to miss it. Shop the most sought-after handbags, shoes, and ready-to-wear from the top luxury designers, all at incredible savings. This sale only happens for a limited time, online and in-store. So head on over to Bloomingdale's today and shop the designer event.
Tip number four, shop with cash. If you insist on heading out to the mall to do your holiday shopping, consider taking your gift budget with you in cash. If you have a tendency to be a little too jolly with your credit cards, spending cash will save you from a nasty credit hangover in the new year. Create an envelope for each person on your shopping list that contains the amount of money you budgeted to spend on them. If you overspend on Dad, you'll have to adjust your budget by taking money from someone else's gift envelope. Tip number five, don't sign up for retail cards. Store clerks are trained to entice you to sign up for a retail credit card at checkout. Unless you really need a card or shop at the store often enough to take full advantage of rewards, don't be tempted. Getting a 10% discount for signing up sounds great, but remember that it results in a hard inquiry on your credit report, which can lower your credit score. Plus, store credit cards typically come with high interest rates that wipe out the upfront discount and may even cause you to end up paying double or triple what you originally intended to spend. Tip number six, don't spend on yourself. If you're like me and tend to buy yourself a few gifts while you're holiday shopping, stay away from your favorite stores. For instance, if you're a gadget junkie, avoid going into any electronic stores. Also, when you're shopping online, stay focused and don't get sidetracked by sale items. Tip number seven, be creative. Though the holidays are steeped with tradition in some families, there's nothing wrong with getting creative. Here are some gift-giving ideas that can make your holiday party less expensive, yet still festive. Do a secret Santa, where each person buys a gift only for one randomly assigned person. Agree to buy gifts for the children in the group only. Buy gifts for everyone in the group, but decide ahead of time to limit purchases to a low dollar amount. Give coupons for free services you can do that you know other people need, like computer work, cooking, yard work, or washing their dog. Give donations to charity instead of buying each other gifts. Or spend money on traveling to see loved ones or taking a vacation together that doesn't include gifts. There's no rule that says you have to continue buying for someone just because you gave them a gift in the past. Many people are eliminating coworkers, friends, and extended family from their gift lists and are buying fewer items overall. When you do something different, it makes the holiday more memorable. Make it a goal to spend quality time with family and friends that doesn't destroy your budget or put you in debt. Books always make an affordable holiday gift, so give someone on your list Money Girl's Smart Moves to Grow Rich. It tells you what you need to know about money without bogging you down with what you don't. When you visit smartmovestogrowrich.com, you can download two free book chapters plus my free credit score survival kit. Also, be sure to connect with me on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com and do a search for Money Girl. If you're on Twitter, my username there is @LauraAdams with no space. Also, if you're not already subscribed to the podcast in iTunes, that's how most people get the show. Subscribing is free and simply means you'll automatically get each new weekly episode of Money Girl as soon as it's published on the web. I'm glad you're listening. Cha-ching! That's all for now. Courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of the hunt. But are you getting the thrill of the best deals? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Nike, Walmart, and Zappos. And even stack sales on top of cash back. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Earning your degree online doesn't mean you have to go about it alone. At Capella University, we're here to support you when you're ready. From enrollment counselors who get to know you and your goals, to academic coaches who can help you form a plan to stay on track. We care about your success and are dedicated to helping you pursue your goals. Going back to school is a big step, but having support at every step of your academic journey can make a big difference. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.